The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight we are considering the topic, Overcoming Hindrances to a Joyful Life. Overcoming Hindrances to a Joyful Life. Since the month started, we've been considering the topic, Joy. At greater extent, and tonight we are going to continue from that, and we'll be looking at overcoming hindrances to a joyful life. Now, I want us to know that God has designed you and I to finish this year with joy and gladness. God has not designed the plan of God for you and I is that we are going to end the year gloriously. We are going to end the year gloriously. And we're going to end it with joy and with gladness. And that's the plan of God for you and I. And for this to happen, there are things that we must do. And one of the things that we must do, as God's servants has told us severally in the course of the teaching, and it is that we must protect our joy. You and I must protect our joy. We must protect our joy. And one thing is certain, if we fail to protect the joy of the Lord in our heart, we can lose it. No wonder the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible says there that, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. The joy that God has given you and I, we don't just leave it anyhow, we don't just handle it anyhow, we handle it with care and we make sure that we protect it. Because if we don't protect it, the plan of the enemy is to make sure that it's still that which God has given us. And that's talking about our joy, the joy of the Lord that he has given us. God's servant told us on Sunday, and he said, the devil is not after your car, neither is he after your nice suit, he's not after your house, he's not after any of your material possession. He's majorly after our joy. And we must make sure that we do the needful to guide and protect our joy. And I pray that the Lord would help us, the Lord will empower us in the name of Jesus. I also like us to know that Satan is the enemy of the joy of every believer. And one thing is that he doesn't come in person, but he uses several deceptive means and method in order to steal the joy of believers. No wonder in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, Bible says that, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. There are so many tactics of the enemy that the enemy used to steal from us as believers. But because we are wiser, the word of God has made us wiser, and we are not ignorant of those devices. And tonight we are going to be considering some of the devices of the enemy that the enemy used to steal our joy from us. And I pray that you and I will be greatly blessed in the name of Jesus. So number one hindrances to joy is fear. Can you echo that to your neighbor? Fear. Now, for us to remain joyful, we must reject fear totally and completely. Now, God's servant has once mentioned this to us, that fear, the acronym for fear is false experiences appearing real. False experiences appearing real. And I want us to know that when we allow fear in our heart as believers, there's no way that we can express the joy of the Lord to the fullest. There's no way we can experience that joy of the Lord to the fullest. And it is therefore important as believers that we must do all that is needful to make sure that we do not allow fear to take hold of our lives. And I want us to also know that fear is an exact opposite of faith. And for us to overcome fear, it means that we need to feed our faith. And how do we feed our faith? We feed our faith via the Word of God. We make sure that we constantly and continually dwell in the Word of God to build up our faith. Tell your neighbor, build up your faith. Build up your faith. Build up your faith. Now we can see in the life of Job, Job says something in Job chapter 3, verse 25. He said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." We can see how Job experienced calamity as a result of the fear that he embraced. As believers, we must make sure that we do not allow fear to have us. We must not allow the fear to have us. We must make sure that continually and constantly we are feeding ourselves, we are feeding our faith, we are feeding on the Word of God. One of the reasons why so many believers are afraid is that they don't have any spiritual strength. They don't have any spiritual content. And there is no way as believers that any little thing will not make us to be afraid when we are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the word fear not appears 365 in the Bible, and we are all mathematicians, one way or the other. So if we divide 365, okay, how many days do we have in the year? We have 365. So obviously, that means that we have how many fear not per day? So it means that we have one fear not per day. Now, it means it's extreme. In fact, for Bible to have emphasized that 365 days, 365 times, shows how important and how necessary for us to avoid fear if we really want to experience the joy of the Lord. Now, Joel 2:21 says something. It says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. The Bible there, the passage there is admonishing us again that we should fear not, be glad and rejoice. That is saying be joyful. And now, before the Bible says be joyful, he already said fear not. Why? Because he is certain that there is no way you can be glad and rejoice when you are afraid and when you exercise fear. So I'm encouraging us tonight by the word of God that I just read to us, that we should fear not. We must not exercise fear, because there is no way we can be glad and rejoice. There's no way you can experience the fullness of the joy of the Holy Ghost when there is fear in us. I pray the Lord will help us, and each and every one of us would gain total victory over fear tonight in the name of Jesus. Each and every one of us will gain total victory over fear in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage us that we must not allow any form of fear. There are some that is the fear of failure. Others are the fear of unknown. Some are the fear of responsibility. Some are fear of insecurity, and so many kind of fear. From where we read, it says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Whatever it is that is causing us to be afraid, we must let it go. We must allow God to handle that for us. Because by being afraid, there's nothing we can do. Our fear will not bring solution. It is God that will provide solution. And for God to provide solution, he says we have to what? Forsake fear. We have to be glad and rejoice. Tell your neighbor, be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. Number two hindrances to joy that we are considering tonight is discontentment. Discontentment. And I want us to open our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, the Bible says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Now, to the joyless person, nothing that God does is ever all right. Nothing that God does is ever all right. And the discontent will never appreciate God's blessings and favor. Discontentment does not allow us to see the goodness of God in our lives. It does not allow us to see the great things that God has done in our lives. As believers, if we are going to experience the joy of the Lord, if we are going to enjoy an unhindered joy of the Lord, we have to be contented with whatever God has given us per time. We have to be contented with whatever God has given us per time. If God has given you just one pair of shoe and one shirt and one trouser, be contented with that. Whatever God has given us, we have to, when we are not contented with what God has given us, there is no way we can experience the joy of the Lord, because we will not be happy. It is what someone else have that we don't have that you continue to look at. And as long as you continue to focus on what someone else have that you don't have, you would automatically lose your joy. So I'm encouraging us tonight that we need to be contented with whatever God has given us in order for us to experience the fullness of the joy of the Holy Ghost in our lives and in all that we do. Now, discontentment always steals a person's joy, but contentment enhances your joy. When you are contented with whatever God has given you part time, it makes you to be happy. It makes you to be grateful. Discontented people are ungrateful people because they don't see what God has done. Or possibly, don't let me say they don't see. Perhaps they see, but they choose not to acknowledge it. So I'm encouraging us tonight, be contented. Be contented. Whatever God has given you, be contented. Whatever God has helped you to accomplish in the year, be contented. You may have quite a number of goals and to-dos, and perhaps you still have some of them outstanding. The ones that God has helped you to accomplish, be contented for it. Because those who are in the grave now, they are not thinking of I still have uncompleted goals. No, they are not thinking of that. They don't have, even if they want to, they don't have the privilege. They don't have that opportunity. So whatever you have received, whatever God has helped you to accomplish, either in your career, your business, or in your academics, be contented with it. And by so doing, you continue to experience the fullness of joy. You experience the fullness of joy in Jesus' mighty name. Another hindrance we have mentioned, number one hindrance that we mentioned is what? Fear. Number two is what? And number three is comparison. Comparison. Can we open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. They are not wise. And the opposite of being wise is what? All right, I didn't say that. We said it. But that's what the scripture just said. I want us to know that comparison is the thief that steals our joy when we allow it in our lives. And we must, by all means, avoid it. We must, by all means, avoid it. And I want us to also know that the race that we run in life is an individual race. So there is no reason why you should be comparing your race with someone else's race when it's totally different. Your race is different from my race. So we don't have any reason for us to start comparing ourselves with someone else. We don't have it. The Bible just told us that those that compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise, meaning that they are fool. Comparing yourself with others will always bring dissatisfaction. There's no way that you will always be satisfied. Why? Because if you compare yourself with people ahead, let me put it this way. There is no way you want to compare that you would not always see somebody ahead. And when you are involved in comparison, once you see somebody ahead, there is no way you'll not be happy, you'll not be excited, because you feel like, I should be the one to be there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Comparison doesn't allow us to get the best that God has for us. And it robs us of our joy. And I want to encourage us tonight that we must desist from that. We must run our own race and allow others to run their own race. You remember God's servant has said this many times, that life is in phases and men are in sizes. Stay at your own phase. Appreciate your own phase. And when it's time for God to move you to your next phase, He will definitely do so. But when you begin to compare your current phase with someone else's current phase, there's no way you can get to your own next phase. So I want to encourage us tonight that we must avoid comparison by all means. We must avoid comparison by all means. Comparison is the game of the fools. And I want us to know that it is an endless exercise for those who engage in it. You can never get out of comparison because there will always be something ahead. There will always be someone ahead at all times. You can never get, it's an endless game. It's an endless exercise rather, and it's the game of a fool. And so, since we are wise, we have more wisdom via the word of God, we must desist from comparison. I also want us to know that life is just like a time zone. By January 1st now, everybody will say we'll all say Happy New Year, but you agree with me that we'll say it at different times. Nigeria is GMT plus 1. There are countries that are GMT plus 12. So it means that by the time we are saying Happy New Year, some people, they are still waiting for their own Happy New Year. But the point is, no matter how long, everybody will say Happy New Year. So there's no need for comparison. If somebody is saying his own Happy New Year, thank God for them. Your own Happy New Year is coming. And what I'm saying is that your own time is coming. So you cannot be envying some other people because they are in their own time zone. They are already in their own time zone. So you just wait and be patient to enter your own time zone. So I want to encourage us to please not allow comparison to rob us of the blessings and of the joy that God has given us already. So I pray that God will help us, God would empower us, will not be a slave to comparison in the name of Jesus. Comparison will not make you know the value of what you have. This is another thing that we need to take note of. When you continue to compare, now that was exactly what happened to the man with one talent. He was comparing his one talent with somebody that was given 5 talents and another person that was given 2 talents. And he totally lost sight of the value of the one talent that God gave to him. So when we engage or when we are constantly in the habit of comparing ourselves with other people, we would not know the value of what God has given to you and I. So I want to encourage us, let's stop comparing ourselves. Let's stop comparing our accomplishment. Whatever we have, whatever God has given us, whatever God has given us, we should appreciate it and we should be contented with that. And not that we compare ourselves, God, you gave me 1 pair of shoes. You gave this person 5 pairs of shoes. That should not be our own problem. Our own problem is thanking God for what we have received, not what He has given someone else that we have not received. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Another hindrance to joy is the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness. Can we open our Bible to Isaiah 61? And we're going to read from verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. I want us to know that the spirit of heaviness is a terrible spirit, and it's a spirit that robs people of their joy. It doesn't allow people to express the fullness of the joy that God has given them. It steals the joy from them. And I want to encourage us tonight that we must not allow this spirit to find expression in our lives, because the spirit of heaviness will not even allow us to praise. Now, from where we read, it said garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It means that once a person has the spirit of heaviness, there is no way they can even praise. It's not possible. It's not possible. That spirit of heaviness needs to leave way for us to be able to praise God and for us to be able to express the fullness of joy of the Lord. So we must as believers be conscious of this. We must not allow the spirit of sorrow and sadness to take over our lives, because when it does, it will steal that joy that God has put in us. It will not allow the joy to be fully expressed in our lives. And I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. I see the spirit of joy coming upon you and I today in the name of Jesus. I see the spirit of joy coming upon you and I today afresh in the name of Jesus. So don't allow the spirit of heaviness. Don't allow the spirit of heaviness. Don't allow sorrow or sadness in your life. Don't allow situations that are nothing to rob you of your joy. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Number 5, hindrances to joy is murmuring and complaining. Dwelling on issues excessively through murmuring and complaining complicates matters. It complicates matters. Can we open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10? Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring and complaining does not allow us to experience the joy of the Lord, and is even destructive. From where we read there, it says, neither ye murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. For us to experience the joy of the Lord, we must avoid murmuring and complaining. Now, all those who complain, as the children of Israel journeyed, were destroyed. God promised that He was going to take them into a promised land, but because they murmured, they could not see that promised land. A lot of time, some of us murmur while we are in our school of processing. And when we murmur while we are in the school of processing, there's no way we can eventually become a finished product. A lot of us murmur, and then we don't get to become the finished product that God has for you and I. That was what happened to some of the Israelites that were destroyed. God had a great plan for them, but while they were still on the journey, while they were still in the process of getting to where God wanted for them, they were complaining. You and I need to make sure that we desist from murmuring and complaining. We must desist from murmuring and complaining if we really, really want to experience the fullness of joy. And if we want to get to the end, the destination that God has planned for you and I, we have to avoid murmuring. We have to avoid complaining by all means. Complaining and murmuring complicate matters. It does not help matters. It does not provide solution. It only makes it worse. The Israelites that complained, it did not make the matter better, whereas they lost their life for it. So I want to encourage you and I, yes, it may be challenging, but it's still part of the process. You may be experiencing challenges, maybe in one area or the other. I want you to know that it is still part of the process. God's servant has told us severally that challenges are food of champions. And it is in that process that God makes us into the finished product that He wants us to be. So many of us, we are in a hurry to come out. And there's no way God will bring us out of the process unfinished. If somebody sells, and if you perhaps visit any of these eateries and then maybe decide to buy shawarma and they give you an undone shawarma, will you go there the next time? Or will you eat it? You will not. You will not. Because even though if you eat it, it's very certain that you may start visiting the restroom maybe as many times as possible. So it means that unfinished product is not fit. Is not fit. So God cannot release us into our world as an agent of change, as an impact maker, until we are finished. And we have to make sure that we are patient and we are ready to go through the process and not complain. Because when we complain, we'll lose our joy and then we'll lose that expected hand that God has promised for you and I. You will not lose your expected hand in Jesus' mighty name. So stop murmuring. Yes, things are not fine. Stop murmuring. Because your murmuring will not help the solution. Will not provide any solution to it. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, quickly, we are going to look at some of the characteristics of complainers. Number one, complainers always see only what is wrong. Complainers always see only what is wrong. They don't see what is right. It's just what is wrong they always see. Number two thing is that they are always forgetful of the good deeds of the past. That was exactly what happened to those Israelites that murmured and were destroyed. I expected that after being saved from the hands of Pharaoh and his army, after God parted the Red Sea, I expected that at least they should have so much wisdom and understanding to know that, if God could have done this. Prior to that time, there was never in any record that Red Sea was parted for some people to pass. They were the first to partake in that miraculous experience, and still they forgot so soon. And after that, they started to complain this and that and that and that. Those are some of the attributes of those who are complainers, and I want us to begin to appraise ourselves as we look at some of these characteristics and begin to make adjustments where necessary. We must not be forgetful. We must not be forgetful, because when we are forgetful, we would eventually become a complainer. When we are forgetful, we eventually become a complainer, because we would have forgotten the good and wondrous things that God has done for us, the mighty deeds of God, the intervention of God that we experienced in time past. We would have forgotten that. I pray that you and I will not be a forgetful person in the name of Jesus. We will not be ungrateful persons in the name of Jesus. Another characteristic of complainers is that their heart is proud and ungrateful. Their heart is proud and ungrateful. Their heart is proud and ungrateful. That is another characteristic of complainer. They are so proud and they are ungrateful. They are so proud and they are ungrateful. I want to charge us tonight that we must at all time be grateful. God's servant has told us several times that we must be grateful for every seemingly little things. Now, mind my word, I say seemingly little thing, because a lot of time we, in our own eyes, try to evaluate how big or how small the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God is. Every seemingly little thing or big thing that God has done and is doing for us, we must never be ungrateful. We must always be grateful for all of that, because by so doing, we would not find ourselves under the list of complainers. We will not find ourselves under the list of people that murmurs. I pray that the Lord will give us a grateful heart in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the spirit of complaining will be destroyed in everyone's life in Jesus' mighty name. Receive the spirit of joy afresh in the name of Jesus. Now, we have talked about 5 hindrances. Number 1 is what? Fear. Number 2 is what? I can't hear also. All right. Number 3 is what? Number 4? And number 5. I want to encourage us that tonight we have learned about 5 different hindrances. Please, let's make adjustment right now in any areas that we may be guilty, or in any areas that we have allowed some of these devices of the enemy to play in our lives. In any way we have allowed these devices to steal our joy, we must by all means take necessary actions. We must avoid fear. We must avoid discontentment. We must not allow murmuring and complaining. We must not allow the spirit of heaviness to operate in our lives. By so doing, would continue to enjoy the fullness of the joy of the Lord in our lives and in our families, in our homes, in Jesus' mighty name. If you are blessed, can you shout hallelujah? If you are blessed by the word of God that you have received tonight, can you shout hallelujah?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.